Peter, congratulations. 21 straight now for Winks. How did you enjoy yesterday out at Flemington?
Oh, it was a great day, Joe. The crowd was fantastic. People everywhere, kids with flags and hats, and women in their blue and white colours. It was just an amazing spectacle, and we enjoyed the whole day. It was great for Winks, and it was certainly great for racing.
Mm. It would have been memorable for so many different reasons to her other wins, I'm sure. Her first time to Flemington, but the crowd yesterday, there was something different about the energy of the day, wasn't there? The people were just in absolute awe of her, and they were there in their thousands. It's the biggest crowd we've seen for that race day at Flemington in many, many years.
Yeah, it was. We came down from Brisbane on Wednesday, and it's been quite a build-up Thursday and Friday. There's been quite a lot of activity in the media, as you know, and everywhere we went, people were happy to talk about her, and everybody told us they were going to the races, and to be honest, I think everybody did turn up. It was just sensational. I didn't expect to sort of see that many people there, and we were more than happy to be at Flemington. We absolutely love coming down to Melbourne, and Flemington, you know, we respect it probably being the home of racing. It's just a phenomenal place to go. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the VRC turned it on for the crowd, and they turned it on for us, and they turned it on for the horse. So everybody was a winner on the day.
What were your expectations from a racing point of view going into the race yesterday? She was meeting an interesting field, and Humidor was considered the greatest challenger to that winning streak.
Yeah, well, myself, I thought, you know, he'd give us a pretty good test. We were coming into his backyard, and he's won some pretty nice races here at Flemington. So we were sort of fairly wary of him. We didn't know how it would unfold, obviously. But Chris, to his credit, had trained her, you know, right to the exact point where he wanted her to be. And from the track work during the week, Hugh couldn't have been any more happy with her. And they just said there was nothing more they could do. The best horse was going to win, and she was going to be in peak physical condition. So, yeah, we were a bit apprehensive to start with. And as it unfolded, it's one of those after the last 21 times we say to ourselves, what were we worried about?
Mm. She did it so easily, didn't she?
She did. She seems to just flourish when she comes to Melbourne. She has been stabled at Flemington at Chris Wallace Stables there for the last 2 years, nearly 3 years now, since she came down for a first Caulfield race and then onto the Cox Plate the first year. And she just seems to pick up. I don't know. We sort of think it's like going to the Gold Coast for a holiday. It's she comes down and the ears prick up, and she just relaxes. And, you know, the track work suggests that she's really enjoying herself. And the tracks in Sydney were getting a bit hard, not just for her but for all of the horses. And to come down here with just that little bit of give in the green made her happier as well, so that reflected in her track work last Monday. Mm. And just carried on all week, and her attitude was, she was a cheeky self as she always is.
She's like the perfect spring rose at the moment. She's blossomed at the right time, with the Cox Plate her main target just 3 weeks away now.
Yeah, no, it's all systems are go now. We're happy where she is. She hasn't got to do a hell of a lot more, you know, to get ready for the Cox Plate. So Chris and the team will just keep her ticking over nicely, and she'll follow her usual routine. And if she stays as happy as she was for the Turnbull, we'll look out for the Cox Plate.
The build-up's been quite phenomenal, hasn't it? The next couple of weeks in particular, it's really going to step up a couple of notches.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, no, we're looking forward to the whole thing. It's going to be great. It's going to be a spectacle for horse racing. There's interest in Victoria, the rest of Australia, and now around the world. People from all walks of life are getting involved, and, you know, it really makes you know, the hairs on the back of your neck rise when you think that, you know, she's dragging people to the races. That people were there yesterday, I know, that have never been to the races before. It was their first time at Flemington. It was their first time at the races. We met plenty of them, and they're really enjoying the spectacle. So, I mean, if that's what it can do for horse racing, if that's what she can do, that's what we wanted to keep doing.
We are so privileged that a horse like Winx should come along. Only not so long after a horse like Black Caviar, we've been absolutely blessed, haven't we?
Oh, for sure. I mean, we were one of the mad crowd that, you know, loved following Black Caviar, you know, and we just thought how good she was for racing, and she brought people to the races. She made people aware of, you know, what this sport's all about, and for our girl to be able to continue doing that, it's just amazing. And obviously, it's a privilege for us to be part of it. We definitely do keep pinching ourselves, and you know, like this morning, it'll just be like coming out of shock, really, at realizing that it's happened again, and we'll take it all in and prepare for our next assignment.
Does it feel surreal still?
It does. It really does. You know, it's really hard to imagine back to, you know, was it May 2015 when it all started? We've been on this journey, and it just keeps going, and there's moments or times where she's out spelling and it goes quiet, and we just sort of get a bit of a break and think about other things for a while, and then it all heats up again, and it starts, you know, weeks from when she races. So it's a big build up, and it's something that, you know, you can't prepare yourself for. Nobody could know what's going to happen, you know, and we're just learning and enjoying as we go along. So, you know, we're finding, like I say, more and more people getting involved, and they're enjoying and they're learning as well. And, you know, right as far as I think Chris said yesterday, that there's no rule book for training a Winx, and he's learning what it's like to have a horse of her ability, and, horse and rider. You know, Huey just says she comes out and she's different, and so, just an amazing ride.
Do you ever get nervous, Peter? Your exterior is very calm, a bit like Hugh Bowman, actually, similar natured people, but behind the scenes, do you get a little bit anxious as this winning streak continues and all the pressure that goes with it builds?
Oh, absolutely. It's, I try to keep my feet on the ground because it's, you really don't know when something like this is going to end. And, one day we'll have to go back to a normal life. So, I just want to keep it, I want to enjoy it. I want to keep it real. And, as it builds closer to the race, the expectations are so high on horse trainer and jockey, and for her to keep a winning streak going, it's like everyone says now, it's a real relief when she gets the job done and it's over. So we can enjoy it because it's just everybody. I believe everybody wants her to keep winning, you know, because it is such a great team and such a feat. You know, the Black Caviar story, everybody knows that, and you know, trying to follow in the footsteps there is a big thing in itself.
And how's Richard Trawick, one of her other owners, faring at the moment? Is it likely that he'll be able to make it along for Cox Plate Day?
Well, that's his aim at this stage. I mean, as pretty well documented, Richard's, you know, he's 86, 87, I think, now, and he's in not the best of health, and he's really trying to come down and be there for Cox Plate Day, and we're hoping that, you know, the gods will smile on him, and he'll feel good that he can come down, because he's got 87 family and friends, I think it is, at this stage, coming to the race. They have done for the last couple of years, had a big day out, you know, and that's what, when you're an owner, that's what it's about, you know, sharing it with your family and your friends. And he's got a massive throng coming, so I'm hoping that he'll be feeling good on that day or a few days before he makes the trek down, because he's certainly been part of the team, and it's a shame that he's actually hasn't been able to come on these bigger race days.
And it's his turn to hold the trophy aloft if she should win.
Absolutely, absolutely. Three of us, and hopefully number three will be there for him. And we don't want to get ahead of ourselves, but if the right thing should happen, well, you know, good luck to Richard, and you know, we're hoping he's holding that trophy aloft and he's there in person. It would be great for all of us.
Peter, thanks so much for joining us on the program this morning and being so open with the public and the media on this incredible journey with Winx. So we're all enjoying the ride with you.
Oh, Joe, look, thanks very much. And, you know, just everybody knows that, you know, that this is a show for everybody. It's not just about us, that's for sure. It's about racing, it's about the racing public, and it's about everyone in general. So we're just happy to enjoy the show and enlighten as many people as we can about what it's like. So thanks for having us on.
Good luck on Cox Plate Day.
Thanks a lot, Joe. Bye now.
That's Peter Tighe, owner of Winx. The countdown is on to the Cox Plate and her aim to equal the record of the great Kingston Town, winning the race 3 consecutive years. It looks more than likely she'll be able to do so.